I guess I want to entitle this encouragement. Maybe God's encouragement. But it's encouragement, so I'll just stick with that. We walk this walk, and we walk this walk with a kind of, the Bible says, see through a glass darkly. We walk through this walk, knowing a lot of times what God says he's going to do, but really not 100% sure how he's going to do it. And then when life throws us the hiccups that life throws, sometimes we question or wonder if what God said he's going to do is real, if we heard wrong, right? Maybe he wasn't saying go into medicine. Maybe he was saying I need to take some medicine. I don't know. We just start coming up with all kind of ways to try to make God fit into our understanding or lack thereof. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? Especially when things take time and they take long. And the beautiful thing about going to Puka yesterday to see Dawn, she kept saying to me, I thought this, it looked like it was over. It looked like it was over. It looked like it was over. And I said, yeah, I understand the feeling, like those feelings where you like, I'm doing everything I know to do. God, what's happening? And sometimes this whole process of whatever she had to walk into that turned her into the person that she had to turn into, or turned me into the person I had to turn into, or turn Nelly T and each one of us into that person so that we can get out of God's way and let God do what God is doing. That's a process. You have a free will, and God's not going to come in and knock you out of your will or force you to do his thing. There's times that God opens the door and puts you right in the thing he's called you to, just so you can mess it up and you can say, hey, okay, so now you're ready to come back and sit down and listen to me and do what I'm saying. Because you have a free will. And there's times people say, I want to get married, I want to get married, I want to get married. I mean, I've seen this so many times. I want to get married, I want to get married, I want to get married. And God says, all right, let them get married. And they don't stay married a year. And it's like, well, you didn't want to let God finish the work that he was doing before you got into it, because your desires and your wants and your thoughts became God. The way you think it should be done became God. And that revelation that God shared with me almost a year ago, or at least the beginning of this year, that I've been sharing over and over again, be still till all the emotions are quiet so you can see all the options that are around, because when your emotions are involved, you only see one conclusion. So I watch God in us do the thing he says he's going to do, but most of the time not the way we thought he was going to do it. How's that? Fair enough. So I start to sit down and say, well, God, I'm seeing the journey in my life and other people's lives. I'm seeing what we would call the hiccups, right? Or the struggles, which a lot of times is not hiccups or struggles, but is God saying, you're going to do it this way. You're going to do it this way. And I'm going to work with you until you into the place where I can walk you into the land that I called you to. And you bear witness with what I'm talking about right now. So it's a whole new world. It's a whole new world. And the reason I say it's a whole new world is for a reason. I had this conversation with somebody the other day about relationship. And I said to him, but you're living two different worlds. And he didn't understand that. Like, he struggled with that. We live in the same world, it's the same thing. I said, no, you're living two different worlds. How many of you want me to explain that? And when I say two different worlds, it may sound like I'm saying two different worlds of opinion, which, yeah, that's a common sense response, but it's not. Two different worlds meaning this. You're listening? My world, your world, only you live in that world. You interact with other people's worlds, but you're only in that world by yourself. When you pass away, the world is over for you. You get it? So perceptions, points of views, opinions, the way we look at it, when I point to orange and say that's orange and you agree with me that's orange, I don't know what you see inside of your eye and inside of your mind. I assume that we're looking at the same thing and seeing the same thing. You understand what I'm saying? But the reality is, I don't know what your eyes see. If I could see what you see, you probably see something that's leaning a little more toward pink. There's no way I can get your depth perception, your emotional perception. Hear what I just said. Your emotional perception. Let me say that one more time. Your emotional perception. Because a word that I say to you might be insulting, and then somebody else, it's a compliment. Is that true? Am I telling the truth? If a brother say to a sister, I'm not trying to be lewd, well, your butt getting thick. And not many sisters offended by that. Once upon a time, that other race, you said that. And I was like, oh my God, how could you say that? That was a horrible, insulting thing for you. Now they all want sister butts. But my point is, there was a time that was an offensive thing for you to say. Why? Because somebody in their emotional background used that as an insult. So for them, it had a different weight. Now, when God is changing you to who He's called you to be, He has to get you to, listen close, here's where it comes. Ready? You ready? To see it the way He sees it, not the way your emotional or mental or upbringing perception sees things. Are you catching it now? Well, I felt like I was doing everything right. Okay, well, that's your perception. What's His? Come on, stay with me. And God's like, you know, watch this. Stay with me on this. This is going to be a little touchy, but it's going to be encouraging. When God says, can two walk together except they be agreed, it's not talking about primarily you and me. It's talking about you and Him. You and God can't walk together unless you're in agreement. Is that a fair enough statement? That don't mean He can't love you. That don't mean He can't save your soul when you die. But that means to walk through this life, stay with me, and winning the things that God has called us to, we have to be in agreement. Who would agree with that? I have to be in agreement with God. God has to be in agreement with me. Okay. So watch this. You ready? Strap in. When you look at your situation, does God see it like you do? When you look at your hurt, when you look at your joy, when you look at the lack, when you look at whatever that is, when you look at ailments on your body, does God see it like you do? Yes or no? No, He doesn't. Okay, so step one. God, here's the situation I'm faced with. How do you see it? How often do we ask that question? And I promise you, it's a very strong, not much at all, if ever. What I'm going through right now, or what I'm experiencing right now, good or bad, God, how do you see it? Because I need to be on one accord with you. Who's going to pray a little bit different now? Just a little bit. God, I see what I'm feeling. I'm going through what I'm going through, but are we in agreement? God, I'm going to make this decision. I'm going to go down this road. I'm going to do this thing because this is like the only option I have right now. Are we in agreement? Am I seeing it your way? I'm going to go correct my child right now. I'm going to say some things. But God, are we in agreement with what I'm about to say? Are we in agreement with this deal that looks like the best deal in the world for me? But are we in agreement that this is the deal for me right now? Are we in agreement? Are we on one accord? Because we can't walk together unless we're agreed. If God is saying no and you're saying go, you're not in agreement. Now, what I'm saying is common sense. We know that God, you know, people say God don't bless no mess. And you've heard me say over time, something I heard from Pastor Sarah, God supports what he authorizes. So now he's authorized the move. Now we're in the move that God has authorized. Stay with me. And now situations and circumstances are happening. And the scripture says there's nothing that takes you, no temptation, no troubles that take you that's not common to man. So everything ain't, oh, the devil's attack. Look at the devil's coming together. Everything is not the devil's attacking, okay? It's just situations that take you that are common to man. Somebody was being nasty to you in the supermarket. That don't necessarily mean it was the devil. It just mean that they just nasty and they would have been nasty to somebody else if it wasn't you. You follow what I'm saying? A nasty, bitter person's a nasty, bitter person. They don't take a holiday because you walked in the store as a Christian. Who you are as a Christian should handle the way they came different than a non-Christian, more times than the fact that the spirit should have checked them from coming at you. Your response to them should have been that different than what they would normally get because of who you are, more so than the way they treated you. I may not get a lot of amens and hallelujahs, but it's a fact, okay? It's a fact. All right. So everything that happened to you, not the devil's busy, all right? Sometimes you just not busy enough. Did you catch that? Sometimes you just too focused on what's happening around you. This is what I'm about to say. Get real still. Sometimes you, me, us, we are too focused on what's happening around us, but not focused enough on what's happening in us. That's bars. I don't care what you say. That's bars right there. So I'm learning to say, God, how do I ignore the outside stimuli and stay focused on, I don't want to get emotional here because I feel it all in myself, on the fact that are we in agreement or not? Are we on the same page? Am I moving down out of your spirit or out of my spirit? Am I trying to make you align with me, or am I doing what I need to do to align with you? Can I get an amen from somebody? I know I can't hear you, but say it anyway. Now, I said to our father, okay, so I have to learn to be more introspective in my spirit of what's going on. I want to make sure going forward that I'm in agreement with you. I realize you've given us ideas at times and dreams and goals, and we run off ahead of you and try to accomplish it in our own power. Come somebody, know what I'm talking about? You know, we try to fix it according to what we think it should be, how it should be fixed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We try to protect ourselves in the way we feel we need to protect ourselves instead of sitting back and saying, God, on this one here, you know, maybe you got a different way you want to do this, and maybe I just need to be still. And God, maybe this relationship is what it is, but maybe it's not right now. Now, I just want to say this for the record, and speaking directly to Lindsay as a partner. The deal that came to Dawn came to her, she said, over a year ago. And then there was this moment of absolute silence where she began to wonder if it's even still a deal. So I just want to remind you that deal that's been on the table. I drove past the school the other day. I just want to let you know, and my spirit still said, I got this. Just be still. Now, so when things don't seem to line up, title of the message is encouragement. When things don't seem to line up, where do we look? Inside, outside, to friends and family. What's your first response? That's a good way to put it, God, to things not going the way you think they should go, or going the way you want them to go, even though it might not be the way it should go. What's your first response? I want you to check yourself for a minute. Give an honest answer to yourself. Is it prayer first? Really? I mean, is prayer the first response? Is stopping and being still and being quiet, is that truly a first response? I want you to really think about that. And that's why I said I wanted to see you on camera, because I really want to have a conversation today. Is that for you the first response? Because I'll be honest, for me, I realize it has not been, but although right now I'm making it my decision that I want that to be. I want to always be in agreement with God. Somebody say agreement with God. Say it again, agreement with God. Let's add total to it. Total agreement with God. Okay, so I want us to understand that when things happen, our natural inclination is not to go to God. It's to go to God after we pushed and tugged and turned and fought and wrestled and feel frustrated, and now we go and run to the throne. So wait here, Jesus. I'll be right back. Wait here, Lord. I'll be back. I'm gonna go work on this. And if I can't get it done, I'm gonna call you. Okay? My challenge is right now by the scripture, and we're going to read some words. It's a short psalm, but we're going to read it. But God spoke to me and said this morning, I need this to be the way you think. And I said, you saying I don't think like that? And he said, not enough and not fast enough. So I want this to be your fast response going forward. Say it again. I want to be in total agreement with God all the time. So go with me to Psalms 121 and be encouraged. Amen. Be encouraged. Let me know when you're there. Give me a thumbs up or something. Let me know we're on the same page. Okay, got a couple. Got a couple. Okay. Well, okay. We good? I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where shall my help come? I lift up my eyes to the hills of Jerusalem. From where shall my help come? Now, I want to make sure you understand this. I've heard people make songs and I've heard people sing this. I'll lift my eyes to the hill from where comes my help. That's a question. That's not a statement. I lift my eyes to the hills from where comes my help. This is a statement of question of where are you looking for your help? This is not a praise hymn or a line. How many of you have heard it used in song and everything as the line? I will lift my eyes to the hill from where comes my help. That's not what this is. It's a question. This is a person. I look to the hills of Jerusalem from where I live, from where my sources. I'm in Jerusalem. This is where is my help? From where does my help come? The next line is, my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. This is a corrective statement, not a psalm or song. All right. This is a corrective statement saying, I look to Jerusalem, I lift my eyes to the hills, but I've come to the realization that that's not where my help comes from. It doesn't come from this realm. It comes from the Lord, the maker of those freaking hills that I'm looking up to. That's what it's saying. See, you gotta read the word. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say I don't like all Christian songs because they misrepresent the Bible. I will look to the hills. I will look to the hills. I will look to my mom, my dad from Brooklyn, from the Bronx. You know, my peeps are all here in Virginia. Like he said, I look to the hills, but where's my help coming from? Aha, it's coming from the Lord who made those hills that I'm looking to, that made those mountains, that made those resources, that all these things that we look, I'm going to look to the maker of heaven and earth, not to the hills, not to the mountains, not to my bank account, not to my resources, not to anything else that I've been running to first. Remember, I asked a question. When things ain't acting the way you wanted to act, what's your first response? Well, his first response was to look to the hills. But he said, ain't no help coming from there. Where is my help? Ah, sentence two. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Who did I set this right for? How many people was like, yo, I just have had that wrong my whole life. See? See? Ain't no hills gonna help me. I need God, the one who made the hills. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. Based on everything I laid down, I'm bringing it home now. I don't want people. I don't want natural resources. I don't want connections because they all take naps or got other things to do or got more important focuses than me or anything else. So I want to look to God who made heaven and earth, who keeps my foot from slipping and will never sleep. He's never going to sleep on me, as we say in the street. He never sleeps on you. He's always there. We have a resource and we have to align with that resource. Let me finish reading. Behold, he who keeps Israel will never slumber briefly nor sleep soundly. The Lord is your keeper. Somebody say, the Lord is my keeper. The Lord is a shade at my right hand. The sun will not strike by day nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all evil. Somebody say, all evil. Watch this. He will keep your life. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in everything that you do from this time forth and forevermore. And I like that from this time forth and forevermore to bring it home. What's your first place you run to? What's the first thing you look to? Where's the first place you seek refuge in the time of good or bad? What's the first thing you want to do? You want to call your friends and family and celebrate, or you want to get before God and celebrate? Like, what's the thing that you do? Where is your encouragement coming from? It's not from the hills, not from the people. I don't care if you meet a perfect gentleman tomorrow. You're supposed to look not to the hills. You need to say, okay, God, my answers, my help comes from you. The answers to my questions come from you. Should I do this deal or shouldn't do this deal? Comes from you. Everything that I make a decision to do or not do comes from you. I need to be in perfect agreement with you, and I need to know that you're in perfect agreement with me. This is a very simple message, but it's a very powerful message. Right now, I know where some of us are, and I will say to you, silence all the noise. Good and bad noise, get still. I'm not looking to the hills. I'm not looking to Nelly. I'm not looking to anybody else. I'm looking to the one who made Nelly, who made heaven and earth, who makes everything and everyone around. I'm looking to the source from this day forward for the answers to my questions. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't slumber. He won't let me slip if I look to him first. And if me and him walk in agreement, may the word that you heard bring God's blessings to you.